brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Major new developments. We know Blackwater is being used in North Carolina with the police. In Southern California, raiding marijuana dispensaries that are totally legal. LA Times. Another mercenary group. The town built this FEMA camp, this detention center. They didn't know what it was for, barbed wire fences. Then this group shows up calling themselves American Police Force and says they want all this acreage. The mayor says, we don't know why they're here, why they put hardened police on their black SUVs. And all of this is going on. First hour, we played the local news clip where the mayor and others are saying, we don't know why they're here. We don't know why they say they're our police now. We played it first hour, the audio. Ladies and gentlemen, as I got Steve Quayle on the line to go live with us, who told me about this last Friday, was desperately trying to call me before it broke in the news over the weekend. Steve Quayle was telling me about it. He has the full intel on it. He lives up there, very nearby, and he has a huge listenership himself in that area. And he told me it's down. We went and checked. It's been removed off the local TV station website. This is very, very creepy, but we got some screenshots of it. So did Steve Quayle. They're at stevequayle.com. We'll get those added in an update to our Prison Planet article. Have Watson or Steve Watson do that. Montana town occupied by private paramilitary security force. Report pulled. Steve Quayle, before we get into it being pulled, tell people what's really happening here.
Well, first of all, Alex, around the country, it's not just in Montana, but specific areas are being identified as staging grounds for not only the foreign troops.
Let me interrupt you. You told me off air a month ago and on air this was going on. I just remembered that. You told me they were pre-positioning Mercs in your area, and you said this was, I'm sorry, black SUVs. Go ahead.
Well, the black SUVs.
You said they were following you when you even took your family fishing.
Well, the bottom line is that I didn't take my family fishing, but they were strategically placed where
I was.
Okay,
you said you were in the woods, and then they were, well, anyway,
they were there. And then just recently, we had 12 Tajikistan troops on BMWs. These are the same BMWs that you and I talked about meeting.
And by the way, the UN admits their main force is Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, and Egyptian and Pakistani. That's their main UN force. Sorry, go ahead.
Right. Well, listen, the owner of the American Police Force, his real name is Eddie Ali. He goes by a bunch of other names, Jamad Ali, Imad Fazi Ali. And what's interesting is, and the question swirling around the jail deal, which is, probably you have it on your website, I have it on mine.
They're calling it a jail. It's a giant camp.
Absolutely. They're downplaying it. And listen, the deal is that some of the officials have been put on leave to put them out of contact, or the people that have made the backroom deals. This is very similar, Alec, to the Cabazon Indian Reservation deals that went on with the InSlaw Promise software. What we're seeing here is the full integration of Marcus Wolf, Evgeny Primakov. You and I have covered that at length over
the past years.
But what's really important, I think it will be important for us to quote Maziar Mafi, who described the Santa Ana Company as a fledgling spinoff of a major security firm founded in 1984. Now, here I quote him, it will gradually be more clear as things go along what the nature of this entity and what the nature of the jail is for.
Is this one of the camp operator Merc groups?
Yes, it is. But it's probably one of the most lethal camp operator groups. Now, first of all, some stories have said there were three SUVs. Look, when I post the alert on my website, and that's where it was posted first, it was sent to me, the bottom line is this is from people who live there. There are people saying, well, I don't see any of that stuff. It can't be true. I got news for you. Before you go knocking stuff, we've done our background, and our deep pool sources are all saying, look, we know this guy, the guy that owns the company, but we've never seen this name before. So what it is, it's a bunch of different and foreign corporations and foreign paramilitary groups that have been hired by our government. Alex, listen, I'm on the phone with my webmaster, Holly Dale, and this site is up immediately while we're on the phone together, and she's capturing the screenshot that goes down because we're talking in real time at the time it's done.
Stay there. I've got key intel points that you can verify when we get back. Steve Quayle, this is mega important. Foreign mercs now operating as police.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
For PrisonPlanet.tv viewers watching the simulcast radio show, we're showing the video of Pittsburgh. G20 admitted that, quote, secret private mercenaries were dressed up as military, grabbing protesters and throwing them into cars. We just showed that video. We'll show it again. Why do I raise this point now? They admit Blackwater, other groups are going to be used inside the U.S. The L.A. Times and the Washington Times both reported in 1993 and again in 1994 that George Bush Sr. brought in 3,200-plus Iraqi Republican Guard trained in the 80s by the CIA, brought them in out of Iraq. They were involved at Elohim City with McVeigh and others in the Black Op. We know that then Clinton brought in an additional 2,000-plus, over 5,000 total. We know they're intimately involved with security firms as their cover. I'm just throwing that nexus point out. We don't know if this group's associated with that, but we need to track them back to the Iraqis because this is Arab run. Now, stopping there, we have all of this going on. We have this FEMA center that the town mayor and others were saying, we don't know why. It was just built here. They wouldn't say what it was for. Black SUVs showed up with the term hardened police, which are not part of the police department. There's a county there, no police in the small town. They're telling people, don't talk about it. Don't talk to us. You'll find out what it's for. Prisoners are about to be here. from the evidence, Obama said that in Wyoming and Montana, they had built camps that they were going to put the people from Camp X-Ray at Guantanamo Bay in and other black sites in Eastern Europe and Asia, moving them there. They've also on the news, U.S. News and World Report, shown a supermax that's closed in Montana that they're going to put people in. I believe this should be followed up on. From the pieces I have, I believe that's what's happening here. Steve Quayle, you just heard those analysis points for the first time. Do you concur?
Oh, I absolutely concur, but it's even beyond that, Alex. Here's the deal.
Recap it all. I'm going to shut up.
Every one of your listeners must go to the Internet and type in Cabazon, C-A-B-A-Z-O-N, plus CIA. And what you're going to find out, you'll find the history of what went on the Indian reservation. Hardin, Montana is in the area of one of the largest Indian reservations in Montana. Indian reservation is a Native American reservation, is a separate legal entity. And basically, the intelligence communities, look, nobody could take down a website. Well, I'm on a phone conversation with that much authority to even go into the Wayback Machine, which is a machine you can check stories out on the Internet that have disappeared off of their original host site. No one has that kind of power except the major intelligence organizations of the United States. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is probably one of the most sophisticated, clandestine run programs in the country, and it all has to do with what Alex
said. And we don't even have the video now. We should have captured it. In fact, I meant to tell the guys, but they're overworked, to capture that. I had a bad feeling earlier today. We played the audio, but before we could get to the video, I wish somebody would have, I bet one of our listeners grabbed it to put it on YouTube. In fact, check YouTube, go to YouTube, type in Hardin, Montana camp. And I bet it's on YouTube. The second you see it, get it before they bring it down. Sorry, go ahead, Steve.
Okay, again, you need to understand that the original owner that's being represented on this whole American police force is a guy by the name of Edward Angelino. He's known by all his aliases, okay? And all of the names I read to you, the different aliases and being, you know, spelling them out, obviously he's got a foreign, it sounds like maybe an Iranian, who is the spokesman for the attorney for the group that just came on 30 days ago. So what we're trying to do, Alex, is you and I are trying to give the listeners, our cooperative listeners, meaning those that are all
the intel patterns to follow to get us the info.
Absolutely. And the thing is that the idea is that every single, now here's, ladies and gentlemen, we're teaching you something, and this is critical. All of the addresses are virtual addresses, Alex. They don't exist.
That was admitted in the local news, that it's a shadowy group based by the White House.
Right. I'm getting emails asking me.
By the way, that address is very close to the Iraqi Friends Committee, the group with Shalabi. I noticed that this morning.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. What it basically, let's spell it out really simply. They anticipate an event, a false flag. It will either be nuclear or the vaccination biological. And by the way, we posted the story. I'm sure you're aware of it, that the Canadians have come out and said the H1N1 vaccine is initiating the flu. Gee, you and I talked about that months ago, and that they're not going to recommend vaccination, so they're going to have to come up with a false flag. I think, what was it, the History Channel or someone?
Two different groups of neighbor kids in my neighborhood took it and got sick.
Yep. But I think the thing that everyone's got to realize is this. Those camps exist for a reason. We've told the background of the garden plot. We've told.
Look at Tennessee. Look at Ohio. All these
right.
Shut down state prisons now being run by Homeland Security just sitting there.
Right. And look at the way the whole Pittsburgh. I mean, you had Jason and others there. I mean, look at the whole initiation. This is, I've got a very important story, Alex, and it's the militarization of the police force on my website today, stevequayle.com, Q-U-A-Y-L-E.com. That everyone has got to realize.
Well, Steve, I mean, we've got the mayors, and I meant to play this today. In fact, cue those mayor clips up. I'll send you from the news later when you get a chance. It's in your IMs, where the police chiefs just say, look, you're not allowed to be on the street. And if you are, we attack you.
Absolutely.
I mean, this is an incredible martial law admission. That is martial law.
Well, and here's the thing. I told everybody this. They didn't believe me under the Model Emergency Health Powers Act, which you and I have spoken about. They have STK orders. Those are shoot-to-kill orders. The point is that I'm getting people saying, well, they can't do this, they can't do that.
They can under the InfraGuard that's been covered by mainstream news. They can even deputize private people with license to kill 007 power. But let me stop you, Steve. recap, for those that don't know what we're talking about, what's going on in Hardin, where it is, what the newscasts were saying, what the you knew about this before it was on the news. What is? Give us the scoop.
The bottom line is a $27 million prison facility. It's not just a jail. It's $27 million.
No, we had the video. I wish we would have saved it. It was a giant FEMA camp.
Absolutely. And it exists in the realm of an Indian reservation. Hardin, Montana is about 45 miles east, actually southeast to Billings, Montana. Billings, Montana is 130 miles away from Ion, where I live in Bozeman. So what we're talking about is the need for, now, ladies and gentlemen, figure 10 to 16,000 acres. That would obviously encompass a lot of the Native Americans' reservation land. The problem is there's the jail facility is a giant FEMA camp being manned by foreign mercenaries who not only have no legal jurisdiction, but have basically are there under orders from some very powerful international mercenary groups.
Let me stop you. You're not saying this. They brag they're an international merc group in Bosnia, in Serbia, in Iraq, all over the world doing secret ops. There are these black SUVs that say Hardin Police, and the local officials are going, yeah, we've been told they run the camp and that they run the town now. I mean, this is Twilight Zone.
Well, it's not even Twilight Zone. It's the full implementation of the balkanization of the United States. Alex, years ago, and this is critical, you've got to let me say this, years ago when I was interviewing Cold War spies and ex-spies from both sides of the Iron Curtain, they told me the United States is already scheduled to be balkanized. And when we went on the Model Cities Exchange programs with different countries around the world, the idea of foreign troops being brought into the United States to keep the order of the disintegration of the United States, we're being balkanized. So the interesting thing, too, on the American police force, they have the Serbian national crest, okay? And obviously one of the guys that's running it is a Serbian from Montenegro. But the point is, why do you have a Serbian crest on an American police force site that exists in the virtual realm? You, ladies and gentlemen, this is a major intelligence cutout, and in case everybody can't figure it out, Rex 84 and all the programs to enslave, imprison, and destroy. And for the record, Alex, what's the interesting thing about Guantanamo Bay is a lot of the torture that's gone on there can go on Indian reservations because they're not under the same laws of the United States.
Well, just like they stuck it under a special Guantanamo Bay, which was this weird no man's land. That's a great point, Steve. What are you knew about this before it was in the news. What are your intel sources saying specifically?
My intel sources are saying specifically that an event is going to be generated in the next several weeks. Now, look, these guys are as tuned in as they can, but obviously there are things that change that. Everybody wants you or I to give them a day or an hour. We can't do that. We can tell them, look, everything is in place. There's 7,000 Blackwater Z employees up on the Canadian border in Kalispell, Whitefish, Montana. That's the number we're told from the inside sources. The amount of foreign troops in Montana right now, it's not just Montana, Michigan, every other border state that borders the Great Lakes or borders the Canadian border has their pre-positioned men and materials there, that there is going to be the false flag, Alex, that we've warned about and warned about and warned
now,
about.
Now, the locals are getting upset by these black Mercedes SUVs that have Hardin, Montana on them, and then the double eagle crest just announcing, we are your police. This is insane. Men with foreign accents stomping around. I mean, this is Red Dawn happening.
It is Red Dawn happening. And listen, when one of my, and let me tell you how close this is. When my groundskeeper, I have a, you know, full-time groundskeeper, if you will, runs into 12 Tajikistan troops, heavily armed, 30 miles in the wilderness, you know, and I'm the only guy in that part of the country that's private. You know, they listen to you and I got to tell you a story. They listened to you and I, and they literally prayed and asked the Lord, this is the day that you and I were on the last time. Is this stuff real? It's not that they don't believe me or you. It's just that sometimes people got to see it with their own eyes.
Let me stop you. We have found photos of the Two Rivers Detention Center at Hardin, Montana. This has not been pulled yet. It only has 301 views. It's a huge facility. In fact, there's other videos of this. This thing looks like Dachau.
Well, it is, and I got to tell you something. This is what people don't understand, ladies and gentlemen. This is not where you go to get three meals a day. This is designed to basically be an absolute, the most dire prison system in the world.
Stay there, Steve. Stay there. This is unbelievable. Foreign troops on the ground policing Americans.
Attention all U.S. homeowners stuck in high interest rate mortgages. Are you finding it harder and harder to keep up with your monthly mortgage payments? Homeowners with all types of credit can now apply for FHA government-insured 30-year fixed rates as low as 4.875% from Top Dot Mortgage. With an FHA loan from Top Dot, you can consolidate debt, lower your mortgage payments, or get cash for any reason. I repeat, you can now refinance your current high interest rate mortgage to a 30-year fixed rate as low as 4.875%. You could save hundreds of dollars every month. Homeowners may call now to learn their fixed rate for free. 800-511-4300. You will hear your rate for free in just minutes. These rates are only available for a limited time, so act now. To find out your rate for free, call now. 800-511-4300. 800-511-4300. 800-511-4300. Top Dot is a licensed mortgage banker. Rates based on an APR of 5.20%.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
For thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is handpicked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's Defense Capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first 3-month supply of Defense Capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL4GOOD. 1-877-HEAL, the number 4, GOOD. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at healforgood.com. That's healforgood.com.
We will be reporting on this FEMA camp. The photos are unbelievable. We're getting them posted up at PrisonPlanet.com and Paul Watson's story. There's a whole bunch of different videos and photos. It is a full camp, barbershops, set up for families. This is unbelievable. I mean, look at this one, Two Rivers Detention Camp, facts. Click on that one. That's got a shot of the giant facility. I mean, this thing even looks bigger than it did on the news, Steve Quayle.
Yeah, and look, Alex, I want to tell everybody something. One of the most disturbing parts of this is, listen, my source told me that one of the managers at a local business in Hardin, Montana, was visited by this new private security force, which is, quote, the new police department. The guy that was visited is an avid hunter, and they came to inform him that they had a list of all firearms that he owned. This includes all the residents of our town, and that he would need to take his guns down to have them put a marking device on them. Now, who can
excuse me, you just dropped a bomb on us. This is Red Dawn. They are now, Steve. You don't, Steve, you're. We need to have this business owner on. He needs to speak out.
Well, again, the deal is I will track him down. Okay.
Or is the town in fear now?
Well, I don't think they're in fear. A lot of these people are really. I'll tell you what, Montanans and they're kind of like Texans. You know, they'll only take so much. And from what I'm hearing from the Hardin people, they're getting very, very upset. Okay, but this is a bombshell, Alex. See, here's what I'm trying to tell everybody. Okay, you can use a cutaway. You can use a false front in Virginia. You can use an empty office meeting room. But when they start talking, and this was volunteered, that they are going, they have a list of all the firearms that he owned. Only the ATF can give that to him, or the FBI, and that they're going to put a marking device on them, and that they would have the people in town. Now, when people say, "Well, I haven't been told that," well, no offense, if you live 40 miles out of Hardin, why would you? You see, this is all part of it. This is absolutely.
Hold on, it's got education, it's got a school on it. Just like the FEMA camp up here that they put the illegals in, the video we've got of the kids on the swings inside. This is a giant facility, Steve. How many does it hold?
Well, the expansion module for it, I'm told that they're talking that it will be ready to take 5,000 to 10,000 people.
Well, I mean, just from the photos we've seen, it looks like it holds more than that.
Well, no, I'm just talking right now, Alex, what's currently there. I mean, let me share this with you. When they're talking 10,000 to 16,000 additional acres, you can only use your mind to project. I mean, we're talking about, you know, pretty flat land in that area, some hills, but the point is that you can make, this is what people don't understand, the plans to incorporate almost instantaneous places to put large amounts of people. I mean, you know, we calculated that they can basically put, you name the number, they can put it there.
And the locals were on the news before the news channel pulled it going, we don't know why they built this big camp. We don't know why they're saying there are police now. And they admittedly, it's a foreign company. I mean, Steve, we have found a actual real facility. We know they've been shutting down all these other Army bases, and now in the congressional record they admit that's FEMA camps. But, I mean, to have it manned by foreigners, and they're now going, it's on the news, they're going around doing police duties, and the local town says, we didn't elect them. I mean, this is, I know I'm stunned, Steve. I just, when you called me last Friday, I've been so focused on other things. I saw your email, and I appreciate you trying to break it with us. And I didn't fully understand until I saw it this morning on the news. Because, I mean, you know, I believe you when you tell me stuff, but like foreign mercenaries in Hardin, I went and looked at it, population a couple hundred, and I'm like, what? And I didn't go to the links you sent me. And then, my God, I mean, even I can't believe this is happening, Steve Quayle.
Well, Alex, one of the things that you got to know is, and you know I don't harass you, I don't inundate you with stuff, but when I do contact you, it's of a critical importance.
Okay, well, you also contacted me 2 weeks ago to say, look out, I'm under hit team surveillance. What is that about?
Well, like I said, the bottom line is that specific people already have what I would call the red list assigned shooters in place. Now, this is something that people got to understand. Look, the man that gave me the red list, the blue list, and the green list, the blue list, let me deal with all of the police, all of the military, everybody out there in the intelligence community, you who are going to facilitate the rounding up of your fellow countrymen will be terminated within 30 to 45 days by the very foreign troops that are here that are just basically taking your names, numbers, and they know
your
family.
So they're phase two. This is what the Russians always do. They use the locals, then phase two, bring in other brigades.
Absolutely, Alex. And so the thing is that they're pre-positioning what I call their shooters, okay, their assassination teams. And by the way, I've had multiple law enforcement representatives that listen to this show, your show, my show, our shows, call me and say, you know, it's really weird. We thought you were full of you-know-what, Steve, until we started seeing these guys coming along who were observers in our department, and we were told by our captains and stuff not to ask any questions.
Then that's now mainstream news. You said that years ago, that they're putting in mercs and regular Army and Marines and departments. Stay there. This is getting heavy.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
I'm going to flush the phone calls. I apologize to Barbara, Ken, Paul, Edward, John, and others. If you are in or around Hardin, Montana, Steve has people on the ground. We're just going to leave it at that. We need your video shot. We have found a bunch of videos put out by the locals where they're bragging about the FEMA camp, bragging about the mercs. They've taken the local news down. Everybody needs to go to YouTube and type in Two Rivers Detention Centers, and you'll get a bunch of videos. Save them, post them on your channels. They are pulling these. This is definitely run by a secret merc group. The town doesn't know why it was there, or they're not supposed to talk about it. This thing was just built. They admitted they want to put the new FEMA camps in Wyoming and Montana for the enemy combatants. That is mainstream news. I need Paul Watson to add that to his article. This is off the charts, what is happening. Also, if anything happens to me or anything develops, we're now on the White House enemies list. You know, mainstream news, Obama's secret enemies list revealed 25 names who president wants to silence and why. I am in the list of 25, Alex Jones. If anything happens to me, Fall of the Republic has been uploaded to remote servers. It will go up, but then we'll be basically financially bankrupt. Please buy the DVD in high quality now at Infowars.com. Get it. Make copies of it. It's just the timetable. Everything is coming together. I've got stacks of news about Gardasil killing people. We're going to go over that. I've got stacks of news about the vaccine causing deadly flu. We've got stacks of articles about enforcing nurses and medical workers and then protesting. Stacks of news, YouTube videos of regular Army, Marines, National Guard deploying from Tennessee to Arizona. Locals don't know why they're there. They're running checkpoints. The governor of Tennessee says don't do it. They keep doing it. I had state reps on about that. We're being hit from every side. They had NLE 09 last month. 14 countries to, quote, take on a foreigners to, quote, take on American terrorists. That's FEMA's own press release at FEMA.gov. Steve Quayle, continue with this facility, the intel, the massive announcement that they came to a business owner and the with police department, private mercs with hardened police on it, mainstream news, that's confirmed, and said, we want a list of your, we have a list of your guns, and we want you to put a tag on them. Be specific about this.
Well, I think, you know, as specific as you can get and as I can get is, look, we have gone on record, Alex, and are going on record and still are on record with the fact that the idea of throwing the United States of America under martial law is a given. The only question that's open is when. We are now, ladies and gentlemen, a country occupied by foreign troops. Those foreign troops know where you live. They know the guns you own, maybe not all of them, but enough to...
They have GPS to your front door.
Yeah, and that's for those of us that deserve Hellfire missiles. That's what I was told by a high-ranking military official. Now, here's the thing, Alex. This is something I don't think people understand what I said. We are under foreign occupation. You can't say the Constitution matters. It does to you. It does not to them. When Obama made the statement that he wants a private military police force, you covered that at length. What do you think this is? And who do you think these people respond to and follow the money? How does a $27 million prison just all of a sudden get built on the perimeter boundaries of an Indian reservation in Montana, stays dormant for 2 years? And by the way, our governor is a great guy, Brian Schweitzer, in my opinion, because he's gone round and round with the hardened officials, and our attorney general said no importation of out-of-state prisoners, okay? And they're aware of this situation right now. So there's a war going on, and we have a states' rights issue versus the federal government's rights. You know, we were one of the first states that said we won't submit to the confiscation of firearms, especially made in Montana firearms. ATF came back and said a federal law trumps state law, and that's what it all boils down to, Alex. But here's where we're at. We are right now experiencing the prepositioning of foreign troops throughout the country. We are also seeing prepositioning of military hardware. I'm talking tanks, Bradley fighting vehicles. I'm talking being told specifically that if necessary, the U.S. military will bomb entire cities in the United States to deal with, quote, the resistors. You, by your identification on you know, Obama's hit list. Let me tell you what, Obama's hit list is nothing compared to the powers that be, the New World Order's hit list, because they have, and I think this is something that people got to understand, this does not go on forever without a breaking point, and that's why you must do everything you can to understand what you, and like you just told people, they've got to have their food, they've got to have a plan, and they've got to be prepared. If
Steve, that's what our intel sources are saying, is that that's why they're beating innocent people, going into the university, attacking at the G20, attacking women, releasing police dogs on old women in the shopping district, old women with bags saying, I'm not allowed to shop, and the police are like, Billy Club, attack dog. They have been told to do this to drive everybody into rebellion.
Absolutely. And see, this is the thing. The vilification. Alex, you remember I told you, identify, vilify, nullify, destroy.
We have the DHS report saying gun owners, veterans, gun confiscation, clergy response teams, libertarians, in the Fed protesters. My guys had the police come and say that they were terrorists and call them on their phones and say, you're on a watch list now, laughing at them at the G20. These are sickos.
Well, I got to tell you something, too. I will stand by my source. There are people that obviously work for the federal government saying my source is wrong. I will stand by her, with her. She is as solid as they come. I've had corollary. Look, let me tell you something, Alex. I have to have three confirmations by independent people, unknown to each other, usually from the military, intel, and I go out and I pull out all stops. Everybody is saying the same thing. Obama is choosing. Why Montana? He's purposely choosing Montana and Wyoming as this testing ground because, number one, we don't have the population to supposedly blow the whistle, and they can buy off the local small-town people, I'm told, for peanuts, okay? For peanuts.
Remember Delta Force in 99 making bribes in major cities. The San Antonio police chief refused the bribe, went public on this show, saying, just work with us in black ops for continuity of government. They have, and then they're choosing Wyoming, Montana because of the low population, because they can outnumber the people with the mercs and intimidate them and beta test, can they have mercs as police? Can they do this? Can they build FEMA centers? And then mainstream news. I know Watson and Steve and Kurt can pull these up. In the last few months, they've announced that Obama plans to put the Gitmo people in Wyoming and Montana.
Well, absolutely. And see, this is the deal. I mean, people got to understand, Montana has just a little bit under a million people in the whole state. We're the fourth largest state. But there's a lot of stuff in Montana. We got a lot of underground bases. I mean, big ones. I'm talking huge ones, Alex. 4 square miles underground. And usually when you see these type of camps showing up, they show up in some of the most remote areas of Montana and of Wyoming. Now, listen, we're getting reports from the field of French and intelligence troops in log cabins near the Flaming Gorge Reservoir who've been met by Chinook helicopters and on BMW motorcycles and are having coolers, very small coolers, given to them. You and I talked about that, okay? Those are bio
weapons. You said a month ago you thought they might release the flu on Indian reservations. Then the National Post of Canada said flu shots with body bags are being delivered all over.
Absolutely. Also,
oh, my God, it's starting to come together. Holy mackerel.
Yeah, also Upper Peninsula, Michigan. The amount of real estate being sold on the borders, especially for hotels, for lodges, any Great Lake lodges. I mean, I'm in contact like you are with a lot of people, and I'm telling you, they are buying a lot. They...
Well, Steve, NLE09 said troops from 14 countries here with FEMA training to engage American terrorists.
Absolutely. And remember when they landed at, Jacksonville, Florida?
13 nations of Latin America, major news.
Absolutely. And what about, Alex, the time frame is critical because I know we don't have that much time left together, but the time frame, look, 400 border patrol guards are being taken off the Mexican-U.S. border. That will create a corridor for the Red Dawn scenario. It is not by chance that Venezuela is seeking nuclear weapons and submarines. It is not by chance that the Cienfuegos submarine base in Cuba, top secret base, underwater access.
Plan to Aslan, plan of San Diego.
Absolutely. Everything. And look, years ago, I talked to a lot of guys that were international weapons dealers. You know, a lot of years, they said the amount of weaponry going into the gangs, and I'm not talking about 38 specials or 25.
And after you talked about that, the grenade launchers and AK-47s on Costco Chinese government ships being delivered wasn't going to gangs, the LA Times reported it was being bivouacked.
Absolutely. So it's strategically placed, and what I'm watching and what I think everybody should be watching is this. Look, when you see foreign troops, make notes. And for those of you that have camera phones, for those of you that have video cameras, take them everywhere. You know, Alex, I'm notorious. Now I travel with all my stuff. I'm not going to be caught without my cameras any longer. And I'm a photographer. That's my profession before I went into talk radio. So the thing is that we've got to absolutely get photographs. And like you've already made the request to Hardin, this is the thing, you guys, everyone listening. The thing they hate is exposure, and I mean that in the pun sense of the word, as in photographic exposure. And so when we can get the photos and get them uplinked, and while we've still got time, Alex, and it's been, listen, we are running out of time. That's not BS. It's not a talk radio bravado. Look, when you start identifying enemies of the state, I think there should be an absolute, everyone who's on that that list and me and others who have been, said you die soon. The bottom line is that we should be filing a class action suit for hate crimes. For hate crimes. Because they're talking about the political assassination, first of all, of free speech, and of anybody that will stand against it.
Well, this is the chilling effect, Steve. They're attempting to chill our speech. They told our camera guys, you're going to be on terror list, and laugh. This is their new police state. They did hire Primakoff. They did hire Marcus Wolf from East Germany. You were correct. That came out in congressional budget documents. That they are setting up the Stasi teams. They have hired the 3.4 million Girl Scouts to, quote, spy on their neighbors and help take on terrorists. AP, AFP headline. They are training the Boy Scouts of America in the Explorer Scouts to, quote, take on gun owners and disgruntled veterans. Front page of the New York Times. This is really happening. They really have children coast to coast worshiping Obama, changing the words from Jesus loves all the little children, yellow, red, black, and white. They are equal in his sight, to President Obama loves all the little children, yellow, you know, red, yellow, black, and white. They are equal in his sight. We have entered the twilight zone, and they're testing, they're probing right now. And then as nothing happens, we just get more conditioned to accept it. But I want to give the number out, Steve, 1-800-259-9231. I've had private investigators call me, send me photos, video in Tennessee, Georgia, Alabama of the plastic coffins people laughed at. Now it's admitted it's for the flu. I've gotten internal documents from the state of New York admitting that they've got mass graves ready. Illinois and Indiana emergency managers on the show saying the police are saying get ready for the citizens to attack your police departments. Harden them. This was in January. Get ready for mass graves. Get ready for millions dead from Chicago and your town in Indiana. Get ready for total martial law. We don't know if they're going to do this. The issue is we've never seen such a massive buildup. I want to hear specifically from people that have these new camps that have been built in their areas. I want to hear specifically from people who are in Hardin or what you think about this if you're in Wyoming or Montana. 1-800-259-9231. Only on that issue. The phones are open. 1-800-259-9231. Truck drivers, you name it. Steve Quayle, go ahead.
Well, again, we're running out of time. People can no longer just sit back and, like I'm getting emails, Alex, as you and I are speaking. Well, what does this mean to us in Indiana? There is no state exempt from this. It is going to be total. Tommy Frank's infamous statement about us, that the Constitution's gone if there's a weapons of mass destruction. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, it's being already put forth on the History Channel that Washington, D.C. is going to get nuked. Did you watch that, Alex?
Yes.
Okay, so the thing is that it's neuro-linguistic programming. We're already being trained. The other thing that people got to understand, this is the greatest psychological operation ever initiated by any intelligence organizations, plural, in the history of the world. And that's what Dr. Horowitz is trying to get people to understand, too. The background noise is designed to mess people's brains up. And I got to tell you something, Alex. I am absolutely disturbed by the lack of critical thinking by some of the people that have listened to you and listened to me since we both started on the air. They'll say things, well, like, how do you know this is it? We can give them 1,000 sources, 2,000, 10,000, 100,000 sources, but if they won't go and read it and see for themselves, they still live in that mind-controlled river of denial.
Well, that's it. I mean, open world government being announced, open end of the dollar, police saying no one's allowed to protest or even go shopping, attacking old women with police dogs, riding through neighborhoods, sound cannoning 8-9-year-old kids. We have photos, video. Total insanity, and people are going, I don't see a police state. I don't see a new world order. They are under mind control. Let's say somebody's in Texas or Florida or New York, and they want to fly to Hardin to see this for themselves. What is the best town to fly into in Montana to go see this?
Billings, Montana. And I would encourage everybody up on my website on the alert. I have both Baucus and Testers phone numbers to say what is going on up there, and they say our senatorial delegation is aware of this. No, they're not. They do nothing. We also have Brian Schweitzer, who, by the way, is a very strong state rights guy, probably one of the, in my opinion, the leading governors in America who is fighting for state rights. He understands the global grasp for water, Alex, minerals. It's all about money, okay?
It's a power grab. We're being occupied. They think we're rotten and weak and decadent, and they're just occupying us right out in the open, thinking if they just go about their business like it's no big deal, we'll accept it.
Well, yes, and also, by the way, it's divide and conquer. And let me go back to it. Balkanization. Gee, who knows better about balkanization than the troops that were involved in all the different civil wars and UN police actions than those who were balkanized, okay? That's the story of the American police force. That's why they pulled down the website. Please, everybody, go and look at my photo of the day. Alex, you're welcome to use it, take it. There's all those things are absolutely, you know.
That's right. You've got it saved. For those that don't know, recap. Foreign mercenary group admitted, shows up with black SUVs. The mayor, he's got a different name there, the county head of that area, it's called the selectman or something. He was on. They erased it off the news channel, too. They didn't just pull American police force. They pulled the local news channel. They don't even say the story's gone. It's just gone. We got all these videos we're trying to grab right now. And they're there coming, driving around doing police work with hardened police next to their American police force logos. The locals are saying, why are you here? I mean, this is insane. And then you've confirmed they're going to locals saying, we have a list of your guns. You have to mark them for us and do what?
They have to turn them, they have to bring them in and have them marked, okay? They put chips in them, okay? Oh, interesting. All the warnings, the alerts, and the jumping up and down and screaming we've done about the RFID technology, and now in little old Hardin, Montana, or in little old towns in Wyoming. This is happening, too, not just in Montana, Wyoming, but any place that is sparsely occupied. We're getting reports from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Drake Evenson's gone into detail with me. We're getting reports from different places in Indiana. By the way, also, warehouses, everyone, listen to me. The places that are being configured from within are large, 50, 100,000 square warehouses, whether they're in Reno, Las Vegas, all of the major cities. That's what they're doing, Alex.
And FEMA admits they're retrofitting under tabletop and NLE 09 sports stadiums and other holding facilities. Look at Katrina. The first thing the troops did was not bring food and water, but go in the high and dry areas, citizens that were taking care of their property, and take their guns and beat the hell out of them. They were beta testing the troops to see if they'd do it. We'll be right back.
Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones here to tell you about Cal Bend's soap. My staff and I just love the old-fashioned, pure, handmade soap produced by the Cal Bend Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company that's over 62 years old. Go to 5starsoaps.com or click on their link at InfoWars.com. They have been a longtime sponsor of ours. Cal Bend soaps meet the highest standards of quality, purity, and value. Everyone should use their great line of products. I consistently hear from my listeners and friends how much they love the Cal Bend Pure Soap products. Check out their whole line of bath, hair, laundry, and dish soap and more at 5starsoap.com. There is nothing like these factory direct, big money saving, triple concentrated soaps anywhere. Don't take my word for it. Get a free detailed catalog by calling toll free 1-800-340-7091 or check them out online at 5starsoap.com. Again, go to 5starsoap.com and just try their products. You're going to love them. You will never use anything else again.
No one knows what it's like to be
Steve Quayle is going to be with us another 20 minutes into the next hour. We're going to be taking your calls. Steve Quayle, I know he doesn't want the credit, but he gets the credit. Last Friday, calling me frantically before he even put out his email alert Sunday, saying there are mercenaries, they're policing people, they're intimidating, they're talking to him about their guns. And I was getting the messages and didn't call him back. I meant to. I just get so much going on. It's like I'm in a batting cage with 100 balls flying at me every minute, trying to swing at them all, finishing up the Charlie Sheen situation with 9/11, finishing up this phase, finishing up Fall of the Republic. It's now on presale at InfoWars.com. And then I see the local newscast and everything, and all the pieces went, whoa. If you just joined us, we're going to go to phone calls here in just a moment. You said the locals are getting angry and upset. I mean, they have the local community leader, the mayor, on the news saying, we don't know why they're running the camp. We don't know what it's for. We don't know why they're saying there are police now. I mean, this is on so many fronts. And then you add the part about bring your guns in. We've got to mark them. I mean, this is Red Dawn.
Red Dawn, but I think it's Red Dawn for the whole country, not just Hardin, Montana, okay? Because, again, the thing is that I don't think people get it, okay? The northern borders are being shut off. Ladies and gentlemen, most people, as things break loose, and Alex, on, you know, obviously Texas and New Mexico, Arizona, California, Florida, the entire Gulf Coast, you know, is going to be a landing zone. But I don't think people realize it, that it's already anticipated that most Americans who will want to flee the tyranny. And by the way, this is an open joke in the international espionage community. It's an open joke that the Americans have bragged about freedom and liberty and their Second Amendment rights, and I've heard them go to me, but it is happening under your right before your eyes, Steve. This is a guy that speaks Russian, very good English, okay? He says, you wonder how we could put up with it. Look what's going to happen to you. And Alex, that I can't argue, okay? The thing that you've got to know, too, this is just coming in from a military source. All military medical training, Army, Air Force, Navy, Marines, is being moved to San Antonio and it's being moved out of all the D.C. area and other target cities. So I'm telling you, point blank, we are going to see a false flag event. I don't know if it's tied in with the Israeli-Iran thing. I don't know, but I'm telling you this. It's not just going to be a single issue. It's going to be multiple issues concurrently going off at the same time.
Steve, this is so incredible. We found a bunch of YouTube videos of this giant federally FEMA-built center. The locals say we don't know why foreign mercs are manning it or posing as police. We're going to get those added to Paul Watson's story that's on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're going to post that again as our top story. I want to go to some phone calls now from people that say they have specific intel on this or other similar areas. Steve in Texas, you're on the air with Steve Quayle. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Alex. I want to let you know, and Steve also, I actually, once I saw this article on your site and heard you report it, I watched the video and everything. I actually got the information. I sent you a fax about an hour ago because I couldn't get through. I called the Bighorn County, Montana Sheriff's Department, and I'll give you that number again if you want it. I had it on the fax, but I talked to a woman that works directly with the head sheriff. She said he wasn't in today, and I brought this up, and when I politely mentioned to her, I was very polite, of being made aware of the APF invasion of Hardin, she immediately responded, it's fake. I said, what? She said, it's fake. I said, ma'am, I saw the newscast there. They have vehicles there with this logo on there saying Hardin Police. She said, well, that's been taken off the vehicles as if that made it okay. And I just told her politely, I said, ma'am, I want you to please let the sheriff know he's sworn an oath to uphold the Constitution. What this is a violation of his jurisdiction, and if he doesn't tell these people to hit the road and oust them, he is guilty of violating his oath. And that
stay there. Tell me what she said. I've got your facts right here.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.